Am I always this naked, you mask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. So Gary Chapman is the person who I think invented the word or the concept of love languages. And I have read all his books, and his books are wonderful. And it's awesome to keep reading those books. So Gary Chapman of the Five Love Languages, and he also have the Five Love Language of Apologies. And I think a book about before you get married and things like that, or when you're living with somebody, love language, etc. So check them out. So there are five love languages. So I'll go to the order of my love language. So in the order is acts of service is my number one love language. Then there is quality time. And there is physical touch. And there is words of affirmation, and there is gift giving. So gift giving and words of affirmation are my least love language, but I can still play with them, but they're my least one. And however, when it comes to gift giving, I'm the gift giver, and a lot of people think I love to receive gifts as well, but it's not the case. And as he mentioned in the book, usually to know someone's love language, you have to see how they behave. And then you can kind of like hint of what their love language is. So because I love sharing things, and I love to basically, you know, my guru says, no one owns anything. If you give someone something, you didn't give it. You just basically sharing, and you just placing something somewhere else. So there is something in your person, and then you place it somewhere else, to someone else. Because when we leave, we don't even take our bodies. So that means, so you get what I mean. So that's my love language. My love language is acts of service. If anyone, a friend or a lover, does not do acts of service for me, I do not feel, of course, I'm completing myself, but I do not feel complete as in the relationship. Whoever wants to be with me has to do acts of service. Acts of service could be anything as in it says in the book, if you haven't read it. So example, acts of service could be, I tend to cook because most people don't cook. So if I do have a date and someone cooks, actually there is this guy that we wanted to experiment where I've been meeting him for 6 weeks now, where maybe 6 weeks? No, I think, I don't remember. Something like that. Where we're gay men and we're going to be friends. Because as most people don't know, maybe you know or don't know, that it's hard to have friends in the gay world, because especially if you're not at school or at work, because there's the hookup culture where you just hook up and you use people like a dirty rag and you don't see them again. So we're like, hey, let's be friends because we're looking for friends and let's be cool to each other. So I tend to, because I cook and I don't like eating out and waste my money, and I'm not vaxxed anyway, so I can't do those luxuries. So I tend to cook. And then I appreciate how, without even asking me, he goes and clean the dishes. That's a simple act of service, because it makes me feel good that I don't have to clean dishes later. Acts of service can also mean someone does a grandeur thing for you, but it does not mean it needs to be a grand thing. It does not mean you need to pay my bills and do all this crazy stuff. Like, no. If I ask it of you, at least for me personally, if I ask someone to do a certain acts of service for me or to me, and they are allowed to say no because that's their right, it doesn't mean I'm holding you to anything. But I would like to know someone is there for me as supportive. And as an entrepreneur, I feel like I need that support, you know? Because if you don't support me in an act of service way, like my page, share my page, make a comment, act like you care, then I don't, you know, I don't feel supported. That's a human thing. And so I think my second one is, so there is a quality time. And of course, I love a good quality time with people. So if you're a friend or a lover and you don't spend time with them and it's all just texting, then, you know, like people don't make time for you, then it's like, just like action. If you're not, my guru says, love is not a verb or an action. It's love is just is, or a noun or something like that. And I get where he's coming from in a spiritual point. However, in the real world, or, you know, in the mental world where people are living, it's an action, as in like you need to do those things, like quality time. Someone see like, oh, I love you, let's be friends, whatever, and they don't spend time with you, then bored by. Anyway, so, and the third one is physical touch. So part of the story, which I will be have a solo podcast in length about me and my relationship with Rilo. He was afraid of physical touch, and without having the physical touch, it was a practice or an experience to have a relationship with someone without physical touch. And because I didn't touch him unless he asked for it, or unless I asked for permission, because I don't want to violate anybody. And so our relationship was really weird and funny. Not funny, haha, but like awkward, because there was that someone is fear of physical touch but wanted it, because I believe that, and I think we talked about it, I believe that his love language was physical touch, words of affirmation first, quality time, and physical touch. We talked about it. But his first love language was words of affirmation. And that's not my strong suit in a way. But since I'm mindful, I make sure to do what people's love languages are, because psychologically I know how to be with them and get with them and please people. You know, you need to be mindful about those things so you can get the right relationships. Another book I would like to mention is, I think it's Dale Carnegie, How to Make Friends or How to Keep Friends or something like that. That was a great book. On audio, it's 8 hours, but it's worth it. I listened to it twice. It's a beautiful book. So part of it is playing psychology and understanding other people. So, yeah, so these are my love languages. So when it comes to, so I talked about the physical touch. It's good to cuddle, or like it's okay to cuddle your friends. I remember when I lived in Boston, I used to go to Bagley. Me with my friends, I won't name real names, but I'll name pet names. Me and Papa Bear and Deborah and Anna Nicole Smith, not the celebrity, but my friend whose name was Anna Nicole Smith, and who else, like Tootsie Roll and many others. Like we used to, and Joshua, was his name is Joshua? No, I think his name was Scarecrow. His name was Scarecrow. And yeah, and my other friends, I remember when I lived in Somerville, I had this twin bed where we all will cuddle in that bed. And it's like, you know, us as humans, we're so afraid of physical touch. Like, why? If people are not violating you, you don't need to be, you need to welcome physical touch. I mean, you don't need to, but like, I think you would crave it, especially if that's part of your love language. You want that. And as human beings, we need touch. There has been studies where if a newborn baby doesn't get touched or breastfed, how that baby will end up later on. And so don't be afraid of physical touch, especially if it's welcomed or if you ask for it and you're not feeling violated and that person not feeling violated. So remember, no fear, no shame, no doubt, practice intuition, and no judgments. So physical touch is wonderful with the right people, and don't be afraid of it. So that's third. So the fourth love language is the words of affirmation. So words of affirmation is not a great thing that I'm searching, but again, I can do all five love languages to anybody else. So words of affirmation is not a great thing for me, because I'm someone that I can stand alone without people propping me up or clapping for me, because my confidence comes from here, my gut. And I know, I've often said I'm the son of God and I know it. So therefore, only the universe, aka God, can prop me up. A human being, it's nice to know people will say nice things about me, about my clothes, or about who I am, my person, my character, or my features. People often like, people love my eyes. Actually, my favorite feature in my body is my nose. And so, in my lips, and the way I talk. If you've been watching, see how I speak, it's funny. And then when I swallow spit, that's the only thing I swallow, spit. My spit. And other spit, sort of, there's a little thing. But anyway, tangent. And so, was I coming with that? Oh, yeah. So, was it affirmation? Yeah, as I mentioned before, I grew up with leg problems, crippled, and I've had to have training boots, and I still have some leg issues sometimes. And so how I cure that is with meditation, of course, japa, yoga, and exercising and stretching. And so, yeah, and I used to stutter a lot so much that I had to learn sign language in the beginning, and then they transferred to classes where I needed to learn English fluently and actually practice pronouncing words. And so, and I used to make fun of all my school years. Even in college, but in college, I was like, you know, you choose to be around people, etc. Unlike high school is different. And so, yeah, I used to be made fun of, and people are not propping me up anyway. So I had to prop myself up and know who I am. And I remember my great teacher, Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says, not quoting, but he says, do not be dependent on people's good stories or good words about you. Because if you're so attached to or dependent to people saying good things about you, when those people, usually happens, or someone else says something bad about you, then you're going to crumble and die. And so he says, if you're not attached to the good stuff, so when the bad stuff happens, you're going to be fine because you are owning yourself. So words of affirmation, it's nice to know that I'm doing something right. It's also nice to know I'm doing something wrong so I can do better. One of the many things that I love about myself is I love people telling me how I can improve, how I was wrong, or whatever. So I rather people tell me how I can improve and how I was wrong than someone says, oh my God, you got nice eyes, or I like your skin, or you're so pretty, and you got nice head. Do you give head? No, this is my only head. I don't give head. And, or I like your art, etc. And it's nice to be seen. However, that's not my stuff. But if you, now you know my love language, if you really want to compliment me, buy this shirt, subscribe to my channel, like, share, comment, message me, let's talk. Those are acts of service. I much more appreciate than someone says, oh, cool video, that's cool, but okay. Oh, that's a comment, acts of service, that's fine too. And so the last one is receiving gifts. So as I mentioned, I love giving gifts because I love sharing the love with people. And especially if I know what you like, I will give you exactly that, or do my best to do something as, or I tend to make gifts for people, or if I'm around and I know someone likes something, I would get it for them. And so those are my gifts giving. With that said, I do not celebrate birthdays or Christmas or Valentine's Day or any other holidays, because I feel like those kind of gift giving, in my personal thinking, is that those gift giving are forced by society and other people. And when you give those gifts, usually you give crap to people that they don't even want or need because you feel pressure to give someone something. When you could rather get to know them, get to know what they want or need, give them that, or better yet, learn their love language and give them the love language of love. So, yeah. So the last one, yes, the gift giving thing. And so I think did I make a video about why I don't celebrate holidays. If I didn't, I don't remember if I did, but if I did not, I think I did, but if I did not, let me just say this once. So it's I'm shooting this around the holidays. So I don't celebrate the holidays anymore or any birthdays because of what I just mentioned, as well as I'm not against buying material stuff because I feel like if God can make all of this for us to enjoy, why not? But the difference is do not let it those things own you. You know how many times I want to just go to Japan or some other country and leave all of this behind? You know how many times I thought of that? And although because I like a luxury life to be comfortable, that's why I haven't done it. But if I get a lot of money, like I don't really need a home or stuff because then I can live anywhere really. But since I'm here grounded in New York City and Brooklyn, so why not? And I love my space anyway. So I'm not against capitalism. Actually, as a business owner, I'm a capitalist and proud of it. However, as if I've hired you before and you know me, I pay people what I want to get paid. I do not do any jobs under $20. So therefore, I do not pay anybody under $20 an hour, period. So that's another topic for another day. And so, yeah, with the giving, give people gifts that they want or need or something, a tip that you got. Because, like, really, think about it. Like, when you're buying people stuff, like, is it coming from your heart or is it coming from, you know? So anyways, that's that. So tell us, what is your love language or what are your love languages and which one is your primary love language? So my top three primary love languages, acts of service. The third one is physical touch, and the second one is quality time. And however, I can do all five. And the fourth one that I can do is the words of affirmation and giving. However, my number one and top, if you want to please me all the way, is the acts of service. And as I mentioned before, acts of service does not mean you need to give someone the world. It could be the simplest thing as picking up a tissue or, you know, scrub someone's shoes or flick someone's booger off their hair. Because sometimes if you have hair and you know it, you blew your nose and you got booger here or you got booger there. That's like a cool acts of service. Like, you know, a little goes a long way. You don't need to give a big thing to the world to get what you need. So please remember to subscribe, like, comment, and let us know what is your love language. And remember, if you didn't know, I don't think I've told you that before, but I really love you. I'm not saying that just to say I love you. Why? Because I love myself and I am you as you are me. Namaskar.